It all begins with an idea, perhaps a sketch or an outline of a vision, and with some color and perseverance, an artist creates something that is purely their own. Through its countless mediums and limitless potential, the art scene in Omaha is constantly evolving as local artists, new and old, continue to create new art pieces for the community to enjoy. The University of Nebraska at Omaha will be hosting an exhibition featuring the works of graduating students in the Bachelor of Fine Arts in Studio Art, or BFA, and Bachelor of Arts in Studio Arts, or BASA, programs beginning November 17th.
Everything starts at the very beginning, and I want to show them that there's like character development and world building, and like it all just didn't happen overnight. Like, I want to show them that I put like research and time into it. Their research, they go through like their inspirations, their mood boards, anything that they have to get to the point where they want to get to. And I think that it's really important that people don't just think that we just are slap something on the wall and like, hey, we just did that in like, you know, an hour. It takes a lot of time.
This semester's exhibition will feature works by BFA artists Brooke Carpenter, Kiara Hernandez, and M. Thomas. The BFA and BASA exhibition celebrates graduating students in each program by providing an opportunity to display their work at the UNO Art Gallery. In anticipation of their future careers, each artist is given a space in the gallery that they may organize and prepare as they would for future exhibitions. Each artist's dedicated section in the gallery will illustrate their work as they see fit. After spending much of their life gearing towards a career in medicine, Thomas failed to find the fulfillment they hoped for after beginning to study medicine and entering the field. It was after taking a creative writing course that Thomas was inspired to enter UNO's BFA program. A mixed media artist, Thomas's work often features multiple mediums, such as crochet or sculpture, incorporated together with oil paint. Thomas's art often conveys intimate themes in fun and humorous ways so that they can be easily digestible by viewers while still retaining their important messages. Their work for the exhibition will illustrate their experience being a survivor of the 2007 Von Maur mass shooting.
So I wanted to kind of take it into my own hands and create something telling my perspective and my story, and maybe having these people come and realize they're not alone. Like, people are still being impacted by this, and we aren't forgetting. And Omaha is not forgetting. UNO is not forgetting.
Fellow mixed media artist Hernandez knew from a young age that her passion for art would lead her to pursue a career as an artist. Growing up, Hernandez watched her father paint walls and make curtains for clients as she learned to embroider from her mother. This foundation of artistic inspiration drove her to study art at UNO. Hernandez's work typically features fiber arts among other elements, such as print or paint. Her work draws heavily from her experience as a Latina woman and the expectations placed on her.
I use like metaphors or like symbols of cacti, prickly pears, and using embroidered elements or fiber art elements in that as a way to connect with the viewer in that way.
Carpenter, an illustrative artist, developed an interest in art early on in her life. Carpenter entered her first art contest in elementary school, winning first prize, and went on to participate in several art fairs and gallery exhibitions throughout middle and high school. Her artwork explores the contrast between digital and traditional elements, such as watercolor. Carpenter's work will feature the introduction chapter of her graphic novel, a project that she began earlier this year, alongside concept art for the story.
So it'll be kind of like a behind the scenes, but also the story itself. And then I'll have a physical book for sale in the gallery too.
The BFA thesis and BASA senior exhibition will be open to the public weekdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The exhibition can be found at the UNO Art Gallery, located on the first floor of the Weber Fine Arts Building. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.